each scan that comes up, which is every 6 months. So he has an MRI scan every 6 months, and we always dread it because we know that the type of tumour he's got is very fast growing, it's very aggressive, and we have been told that it will return and it will be aggressive, and therefore they won't be able to do anything about it. He won't be able to have treatment. So we're always on edge thinking, when is he going to have his reoccurrence? But each scan that goes by that he is still stable, it gives us that hope. Well, maybe we can get to the 5 year point, 5 year survival rate, then maybe the 10, and we do believe that he will survive it. Although the doctors doubt it. They think it's so aggressive and it spread because it had spread because it was such a late diagnosis. That's the issue. If they diagnosed him early enough, then they would have been able to maybe have done a full resection. He maybe would have had a better outcome, a better prognosis. I felt angry for a long time. I felt quite bitter, actually, towards the medical professions. And even a part of me now, looking back, I wish that we had stormed in there and demanded a scan. I wish that I had done more research, there was more knowledge about brain tumours. I've never heard of a child having a brain tumour until Blake was diagnosed. There was no posters up, there was nothing. I do feel quite angry that it is the biggest killer in childhood cancers and we knew nothing about it. I think all doctors should have a lot more knowledge about brain tumours, and rather than thinking, oh, this child's having headaches, maybe they're dehydrated or you know, they've got a urinary infection, they should think the worst first. If they caught these children before the tumour had spread, a lot more lives would be saved. So I think that if there was some research into the specific brain tumours and other types of cancer, then maybe there would be more options for parents. Because when Blake was diagnosed, we only had the option for chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and a further year and a half cycle of chemotherapy. So if there was different options, then they might not have the side effects that they have after, and the long-term disabilities that they have after treatment.